This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
at GCNlive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we profile the amazing, jaw-dropping scientific discoveries that are revolutionizing our world and touching our lives. And this hour is your hour. This is the time when you can get to the phones and give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station you're listening to and the city you're calling from, and bingo, perhaps you can get on national radio. Let's say you're having dinner with the kids, and the kids ask you a science question from homework that leaves you stumped. What are you going to do? You're going to get to the phones and call 612-564-8135. Because this is about science. Why should we scientists have all the fun figuring out the laws of nature? Why don't you give us a call and make a comment or ask a question about science? Maybe something's been bothering you all these years. Well, here's your chance to ask a physicist. Once again, the number to call is 612-564-8135. And also, maybe I'll be traveling to a city next to you signing your copy of my latest book, The Future of Humanity. That's right, in late February, I'll be on a book tour. I'm going through Chicago, San Francisco, L.A., going through New York, Boston, Chicago, Kansas, and maybe to a city next to you. Go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, to find out where I'll be traveling on my book tour. And in late February, I'll be talking about my book, The Future of Humanity. What about the space program? You know, next year, 2019, we're going back to the moon. That's right, an unmanned spacecraft, the Orion capsule, will be going back to the moon in 2019. And after that, on to Mars. And if you want to find out what all the excitement is about, if you want to find out why people are saying that we could be entering a new golden age of space exploration, get a copy of my book, The Future of Humanity. Also, check out my Facebook site, Michio Kaku. We have 3 million fans on Facebook. Okay, well, let's move right along because this hour is your hour. Let's take the first listener phone call.
My name is Arthur Brueggemann. I live in Orange County, California. I'm calling in response to the tweet sent by Michio Kaku asking for a science question. And my question is, how is it that a formula, let's say the most famous formula of all, E equals MC squared, C is the speed of light squared, how is it that it is determined that it's squared, the speed of light squared? Why isn't it the speed of light twice the speed of light or 10 times the speed of light? How in the world does anyone know that that's where energy, the amount of energy that comes out of a mass? That's my question. I'm not sure I vocalize it very well, but that's it. Thank you.
Well, when Einstein was 26 years old, he wrote down the equation E equals MC squared, where energy and matter, E and M, can be interchangeable, multiplied by a fantastic number, C squared. That is an unimaginably large number. That equation simply means that the tiniest amount of M, the tiniest amount of matter, if you could change it to energy, would give you an explosive amount of cosmic energy. For example, let's say that M is uranium. M is nothing but a piece of uranium the size of your fist. And the energy that you can extract from this tiny piece of M is enough to flatten all of New York City and large chunks of Connecticut and New Jersey. So that is the secret of the stars. E squared is a large number, incredibly large number, and that's why the sun shines. If it was E equals 2 times C, or E equals C to the 1/2 power, then the sun wouldn't shine. You would not be able to illuminate the universe. And then the other question is, why? Why is it C squared and not C cubed or C to the 4th? And for that, we simply don't know. We don't know the answer to that because ultimately you come up with the fact that we need a theory of everything to explain where the equations come from. So even though we physicists are very confident that when we build hydrogen warheads, when we calculate the energy of stars, that it is E equals MC squared and not E equals MC cubed, the question is, why is it squared? And the answer is, sorry about that, we don't know. In fact, if you ever figure that out, you'll be a candidate to win the Nobel Prize. And of course, be sure to tell me first. Okay, let's move right along now to the next listener phone call.
My name is Emil Posey. I have a question regarding the calculation of mass in the universe. Question is, do we include visible light? Specifically, light is energy, therefore it has mass, vanishingly small per unit of light perhaps, but light is ubiquitous throughout the known universe. So, is its mass on the universal scale significant in the calculation of total mass? If so, how so? If not, why not?
Well, you're absolutely right that light has energy, and because energy and matter are related by E equals MC squared, that light energy has to be included when you calculate the total mass of the universe. Now, you may say to yourself, how can you possibly weigh the universe? I mean, it's hard enough to weigh the moon or to weigh Jupiter. How can you weigh the entire universe? Well, we do this, first of all, by taking a chunk of space, which is mainly empty, believe it or not, and calculate the number of atoms inside that space. For example, if I have a basketball, then you could say that perhaps there's one hydrogen atom per basketball, and that is the average density of the entire universe. When you calculate that, then you can put that into Einstein's equations. But as you correctly pointed out, you have to factor in energy, the energy of radiation as well. And sure enough, when we calculate the mass of the universe, we have to put into the equations the energy of light. Because light has no rest mass, but it has energy. And you can calculate the equivalent amount of energy through E equals MC squared. Now you may say to yourself, well, so what? I mean, why should I care? Because ultimately the fate of the universe depends upon that number. If the universe is very dense, it means the universe will expand, stop, and then begin to contract and perhaps heat up to giving you perhaps a new Big Bang. Or if the mass of the universe is very low, then the universe will expand and just keep on going. And everything will freeze to death trillions of years into the future. So in other words, the fate of the universe itself depends on how you factor in the energy of light. So yes, we have to factor in the energy of light when we calculate the mass of the universe. Okay, well, our time is up for this segment of Science Fantastic. So, once again, give us a call at 612-564-8135. And after the break, we're going to continue with discussing the universe. And you can give us a call.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Lightning. Hey, bud, Joe Powell Lightning. I was just hanging out in the old Clouderoo here. I thought I'd give you a call. I hope you're still not sore about that time I deep-fried your big-screen TV with that bolt. Yeah, I've been meaning to pay you back for that one, for sure. A little short on cash at the moment, but any day now. Yep. Well, anywho, talk later.
Lightning won't pay for the damage it causes. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable...
This is Michio Kaku. A few years ago, I asked business owners and listeners to help keep free speech alive across America on great stations just like this one. I called out, and you responded. Businesses across the country became advertisers on many of the programs you listen to every day. To those business owners, I say thank you. And to the listeners who bought products and services from these sponsors, I thank you as well for your support of these courageous businesses. As a listener, you need to continue to buy from the businesses who advertise on this radio station. And if you're a business owner, get involved. Become an advertiser and reach the customers you need to reach. To find out more about how you can advertise on my shows or others on the station, get involved now by calling 877-474-6605. That's 877-474-6605. 877-474-6605.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Professor Michio Kaku, this is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. This hour is your hour. That's right. This is the time when you can talk back to your radio. You can get right to us by calling 612-564-8135 and go to my website, mkaku.org, or my Facebook site, Michio Kaku. We have 3 million fans on Facebook, and on Twitter we have about 600,000 people on Twitter. So find out what the excitement is about by giving us a call at 612-564-8135. Okay, moving right along, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hi, Michio Kaku. This is John Kennedy. I've been a big fan of yours ever since high school when we all had to pick scientists from our teacher. And I didn't get to pick one, so I just picked the scientist with the craziest, hardest theory to understand, and I chose you. My question about black holes is, they said gravitational waves could open up a realm of long-range communication systems across space. Could we use that to send probes into the dark matter around the edge of our galaxy or to the nearest the giant black hole in the center of our galaxy to detect what's inside them. All right, thank you.
Well, you ask a question about a discovery that won the Nobel Prize for three physicists, and that is the discovery of gravity waves. When black holes collide in outer space, they disturb not just the area around them, they create a ripple, a tremendous tidal wave of energy, gravity energy, that is emitted from this collision. And 2 years ago, we detected it. We actually measured it with something called LIGO. It is two gigantic laser beams miles across. And when a cosmic radiation from gravity waves hits these laser beams, it causes a small interference pattern, which allows us to then recalculate the energy of the gravity wave. Now, Einstein himself proposed this back in 1916, 1 year after he came up with general relativity, but he threw up his hands and said, "No way will this be discovered in my lifetime." Well, he was right about that. It took 100 years after Einstein's prediction to actually calculate these gravity waves. Now, you may say to yourself, well, so what? This could open up a new era in astronomy, telescope astronomy, because when light telescopes were harnessed by Galileo, that opened up the universe for scientists. And then during World War II or so, radio telescope technology came into fruition, which allowed us to peer into the heart of galaxies. And this could be the third wave of telescope technology, gravity wave technology. We're going to put them in outer space. Gravity wave detectors in outer space detect radiation, not just from black holes, but from the Big Bang. But the question was, however, the questioner asked the question, can you send probes that are energized by gravity waves? And the answer is no. Sorry about that. It turns out that the energy of a gravity wave is so tiny, so minuscule, that it takes gigantic laser detectors miles across to detect these vibrations. And so we do not expect we'll be able to use them to send probes. However, one day communication perhaps will be possible. Perhaps an advanced civilization will be able to use these ripples in space and time to send messages at the speed of light across the universe. But for us, no. We're too primitive. We're not going to be able to do any of these things for many a decade. Sorry about that. Okay, let's move right along to the next listener phone call.
Hello. My name is Verl Potter. I listen to you on radio station KONA. That's Kona 610 AM. And when I heard that there are hundreds of millions of stars in our galaxy, I didn't realize how big it was. Just how exactly, how large is the Milky Way galaxy? How many miles or how many light years is it from one end to the other? Thank you.
Well, believe it or not, our galaxy, the Milky Way galaxy, which you can see every night coming up in the night sky, is 100,000 light years across. It would take 100,000 years for a light beam to go from one end to the other end of the galaxy. And our nearest galaxy, a near twin of our galaxy, is called Andromeda. That is 2 million light years distant from our galaxy. So you can begin to see how big the universe is. And that's just the nearest galaxy, Andromeda. When you take a look at the distant galaxies, they could be billions of light years distant. And then you can begin to understand how big the universe is. When you look at the moon is about one light second away. So looking at the moon, you're looking at radiation that left the moon about a second ago. When you look at Mars, you're looking at radiation that was emitted maybe 20 minutes or so ago. The sun is about 8 light minutes away. But the stars you see in the Milky Way galaxy, they are hundreds of light years away in a typical evening sky. So you now know how distant the stars are in the nearby Milky Way region. But to go to Andromeda would take 2 million years for a light beam, and then to reach the distant galaxies is
billions of light years. So you can begin to feel a little bit small compared to the rest of the universe. But then the question is, what about life? Life is perhaps very rare in the universe. And so even though you might feel small looking at the Milky Way galaxy, realize that one of the most precious commodities in the galaxy is life. And we have it right here on the planet Earth. Okay, let's move right along to the next listener phone call.
This question is for Dr. Kagu. I was wondering if there are any hints of any way to transmit information instantaneously. Thank you very much.
Well, actually, it is possible to send information instantaneously, but unfortunately, it is rather useless information. Einstein said that nothing can go faster than the speed of light, which is not quite correct. Certain things can, in fact, go faster than the speed of light, but they're rather useless. For example, if I take a flashlight and wave it across the night sky, you may say to yourself, well, how fast did the image soar across the night sky? And if you think about it, you begin to realize that when the light beam sweeps across the universe, eventually the rate at which the scanning takes place will go faster than the speed of light. But does that violate Einstein's theory? Well, not really, because each individual photon inside the light beam does not exceed the light barrier. Let's do an experiment. Take out your garden hose and then whip the garden hose around. Then you begin to realize that the water itself did not move very fast. But the image at the end of the hose went extremely fast. So if that hose is a flashlight, you can begin to realize that the image can go faster than the light. But the image is not material. Actual photons, actual water, cannot go faster than light. But then Einstein made a mistake. He thought that if I take two electrons that are vibrating in unison and then separate them and have them go as fast as the speed of light, and if you jiggle one, then the other electron cannot receive a signal faster than light. Well, he was wrong. It turns out this is called entanglement, quantum entanglement. Two electrons that are shot away from each other, which are vibrating in unison, are connected by the quantum theory, and information can go from one to the other faster than the speed of light. Now you may say to yourself, aha, gotcha. Quantum mechanics, the quantum theory allows you to violate Einstein's theory. Well, again, Einstein has his revenge. It turns out, yes, this experiment can be done. We physicists have done this experiment. We've actually jiggled particles and the information went faster than the speed of light. So what's the catch? The catch is no useful information went faster than the speed of light. Let's do an experiment. Let's say you take a green sock and a red sock and you put them on your feet. And then you unveil one sock. If you unveil one leg, it has a red sock. Then the question is, how fast did you know that the other sock on your other foot was green? Well, faster than the speed of light. Well, let's take a short commercial break, and we'll say a few things about how you can go faster than the speed of light, but Einstein still has the last laugh. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
You're listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today. You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, this hour is your hour. You can always give us a call at 612-564-8135. Also, check out my website. It's mkaku.org, mkaku.org. My Facebook site, Michio Kaku, has 3 million fans on it. We have 600,000 people that pick up my Twitter feeds. And if you want to find out what all the excitement is about, go to my website and find out where my book tour will be taking me. I'll be going to San Francisco, LA, Chicago, Kansas, Washington, New York, Boston, and maybe to a city next to you. Find out, the book is called The Future of Humanity. What is our future going to be in outer space? What happens when we begin to visit Mars and colonize Mars and go beyond Mars? Find out about what the excitement is about as we enter a new golden age of space travel. Starting next year, 2019, we're going back to the moon. After a 50-year gap, think about that, a 50-year gap, we're going back to the moon next year and then on to Mars. So find out what all the excitement is about by going to my book tour. Go to mkaku.org, mkaku.org. Okay, let's move right along now to the next listener phone call.
Yes, I have a question. So my question is in concern to genetic editing. And I'm wondering what the biggest holdup is in our current society for the advance of this science. Is it a public opinion holdup where the public does not support the advancement or utilization of this technology? Or is it actually a lack of understanding in regards to the science itself? Literally, we don't have the technology to forward and advance the science. Anyways, that's it. Thank you for possibly listening to my question, and it'd be great if you could answer me this. Thanks.
Well, we've had a number of people about genetic engineering on Science Fantastic, and they say that the main bottleneck is not necessarily ethical or social. The main bottleneck is technical. We have in our genes, in a chromosome, we have maybe 20, 30,000 genes on a single chromosome. And how many base pairs are they there? There are about 3 billion base pairs on them. And to edit them, to cut and paste them, is extremely difficult. We can manipulate maybe one gene at a time. That's how slow it is, and insert one gene at a time. However, there's a new technology called CRISPR, and that's caused a lot of controversy, because now we can begin to edit. We can begin to edit the genome much faster, much more accurately than previously thought. And scientists are even having ethical forums about how far to push this, because, of course, designer children may become possible. Now, let me say right now, designer children are not possible. We can't even clone, for example, a monkey. A monkey today cannot be cloned. That's how primitive the technology is. But with the coming of CRISPR, which allows you to edit and cut and splice DNA just like you cut and edit and splice a ribbon, that is a game changer. But still, let me be very frank, the bottleneck is that there are so many genes, so many base pairs, and we don't know what they do. For example, well, let me continue our discussion after the break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135, and you can get on national radio.
Special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Michio Kaku. A few years ago, I asked business owners and listeners to help keep free speech alive across America on great stations just like this one. I called out and you responded. Businesses across the country became advertisers on many of the programs you listen to every day. To those business owners, I say thank you. And to the listeners who bought products and services from these sponsors, I thank you as well for your support of these courageous businesses. As a listener, you need to continue to buy from the businesses who advertise on this radio station. And if you're a business owner, get involved. Become an advertiser and reach the customers you need to reach. To find out more about how you can advertise on my shows or others on this station, get involved now by calling 877-474-6605. That's 877-474-6605. 877-474-6605.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. You can always give us a call at 612-564-8135 and share your thoughts on national radio. Well, before the break, we had a question. What's the bottleneck? We have all this publicity concerning stem cells and genomic engineering and the genome project. What's the bottleneck keeping us from leaping forward and perhaps even creating life in our own image? Well, the problem is complexity. Take a dictionary. There are a lot of words in the dictionary. Each word has to be spelled correctly. With the Human Genome Project, which allowed us to analyze the complete sequence of genes on a chromosome, we were able to get a dictionary of genes. However, each entry is blank. Now, how useful is a dictionary with a list of words with no translation, no explanation of what these words mean? In other words, just because we've isolated a gene does not mean we know what the gene does. And that is the key. We have this dictionary of genes, but we don't know what these words do. So how do we figure it out? In a very primitive, agonizing way. What we do is we take mice, analyze the genes, monkey with their genes, and see what happens. Now you may say to yourself, oh my God, that's stupid. You're simply taking mice and monkeying around with their genes and just seeing what happens? Yeah. That's what we do. That's how slow the process is. Now, using biochemistry, robots, and computers, we can sequence the genes extremely fast. And that's why we're able to make TV programs about how to catch a murderer by analyzing traces of DNA left by the criminal. However, that gives you the illusion that we know what we're doing when we monkey with these genes to create new genes. No. We don't know the function of many of these genes. So think of a dictionary where the spelling of each word is correct, but the definition of these words is missing. And then you can begin to realize why it's been so slow to begin to understand what these genes do. Again, we can sequence the genes, we can solve crimes, we can calculate your ancestry using these different kinds of DNA programs, but does that tell you what each gene does in the body? And the answer is no.
Very painful process. Okay, let's move right along now to the next listener phone call.
Hello, Dr. Michio Kaku. I was just wondering, how does time dilation work?
Okay, well, I once saw a science fiction movie when I was a child where the aliens kidnap a bunch of Earthlings and put them on their flying saucer. And as the flying saucer leaves the Earth, the saucer man says, "Look, we are now traveling at the speed of light." And then one of the people in the rocket ship says, "Oh my God, my God, I'm looking at my wristwatch. It stopped. My wristwatch has stopped. Einstein was right." Well, that sequence in that movie almost got it right. You see, inside the rocket ship, even if you're speeding near the speed of light, inside the rocket ship, everything seems normal. Watches don't stop. Everything seems normal. But from the outside, from an Earthling's point of view, if an Earthling looks at the rocket ship, time has slowed down. So people inside the rocket ship look like they're frozen. So yes, when you travel very close to the speed of light, their wristwatches will seem to stop. But everything inside that rocket ship also slows down. People talk slower. Their brain functions slower. Everything is slower. So that's time dilation. Einstein says that in a rocket ship, as you approach the speed of light, time slows down inside the rocket ship. But even your brain slows down. So inside the rocket ship, you're not aware of it. You're not even aware of the fact that your brain is slowing down, practically coming to a halt. Now, you may say to yourself, "Well, this is fantastic. This is incredible. This is preposterous." But it's true. And we measure it with our airplanes. You can put an atomic clock on an airplane and have that airplane move in space, and by golly, it slows down. So Einstein was right. Okay, well, let's take a short commercial break, and after the break, we're going to continue with Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call, 612-564-8135.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need
need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. That's right. You're not going to get a busy signal. You get right to us if you call 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters to the radio station you're listening to, and the city you're calling from. And hey, your thoughts could be heard on national radio. Well, before the break, we had a question about time dilation. Think of having a clock. Put a clock everywhere in your room. You know that all the clocks beat at the same rate, because instinctively you know that time beats at the same rate everywhere in the universe. But that's actually not true. Einstein said that if you put clocks everywhere in the universe, some of them speed up, some of them slow down, violating common sense. So if I take a clock and I throw it near the speed of light, it beats slower. And this is actually measurable with our rocket ships, measurable with our airplanes, by putting an atomic clock on an ordinary airplane, and sure enough, it slows down. But since everything in that airplane slows down, including your brain, you never know it. From the outside looking in, you can see that the clock has slowed down. But inside the rocket, everything seems normal. So if you were to blast off to the nearest star, it would take many, many years to reach the nearest star. But from your point of view, the journey was a twinkling of an eye. Okay, let's move right along to the next listener phone call.
Hi, my question is, in regards to the digitization of the human mind, how would mental illnesses be included? Say things like bipolar disorder or other ones that have their downsides but also can lead to creativity. Thanks.
Well, you ask a very interesting question that I talk about in my last book, The Future of the Mind, and that is with MRI scans, we're able to peer into blood flow of the living brain, and since electrical activity mimics blood flow, we can actually see thoughts ricocheting, bouncing around the living brain. And now when we look at mental illness, we have a whole new way of looking at mental illness. Take a look at schizophrenia. Schizophrenia afflicts 1% of the human population, and people hear voices. When you put a schizophrenic in an MRI machine and watch the brain as a episode takes place, it's amazing. The left part of your brain generates voices. When you talk to yourself, the left part of your brain lights up. We do it all the time. You're probably talking to yourself right now. However, the front part of your brain, the prefrontal cortex, is aware of it. You know you are talking to yourself. However, in schizophrenics, they don't know that they're talking to themselves. The left brain and the front brain don't talk to each other very well. And all of a sudden, you hear voices as if it's magic from outer space. So, in other words, schizophrenics literally are talking to themselves without their permission. Now, think about it for a moment. If all of a sudden you could hear all your own voices that you're talking to without your permission, you'd think you were mad too. and we think that is schizophrenia. Now, OCD is obsessive compulsive disorder when you have to wash your hands, for example. And again, by looking at people and brain scanning them when they have these episodes where they have to wash their hands until their skin peels off, then we find out that the feedback mechanism is broken. When you wash your hands, eventually you have a feedback mechanism that makes you feel good. You say, ah, I wash my hands. I feel clean. Well, in these individuals, that last step is missing. And you can see that with brain scans. They feel their hands are dirty, step one. Step two, they wash their hands. But step three is the feeling of, ah, I feel clean again. That's missing. That's disconnected. Now, bipolar disorder is more complicated. One theory is that the left brain and the right brain are not talking to each other correctly. For example, one half of your brain is largely optimistic. The other half of your brain is largely pessimistic. And the two balance each other out. Because, of course, you don't want to be optimistic all the time or pessimistic the other half of the time. You want to balance the two and let them bounce off each other. Well, one theory is that in people with bipolar disorder, that the balance is skewed, so you become too pessimistic for 1 month or several weeks, and then too optimistic, and you swing violently back and forth. Well, that's a theory, but the theory could be correct. And it basically says that the human brain, it is the motion of energy inside the human brain that is incorrect, and that's why we have mental illnesses. Now, of course, mental illness is a very complicated subject, but get a copy of my book, The Future of the Mind, to find out the latest concerning what we think is happening in the brain, which is mentally ill. Okay, let's take the next listener phone call.
Hey, this is Pranay from California, and I was wondering if you are going to be on Star Talk Radio anytime soon. Thank you very much.
Well, Star Talk Radio is a program by my friend, Dr. Neil Tyson. I've been on his show before. He's been on my show before. In fact, I just emailed Professor Tyson 2 weeks ago, and he agreed to come on Science Fantastic. So we go back and forth. So, yeah, at some point I'll probably be on Star Talk with my friend Neil Tyson. Well, I think we've run out of time in this segment of Science Fantastic. Well, once again, you can always give us a call at 612-564-8135. Stay tuned as we continue to take your listener phone calls.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.